the U.S. House votes to reopen the FAA registry. The sky falls in on the Aeroscroft. And Air France returning to profitability. This is Aero News for Thursday, October 10th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday passed House Resolution 90, the Flight Safety Act, which would fund the FAA and open the Aircraft Registry Office. Speaker of the House John Boehner said in a statement, quote, "The House is continuing to act to blunt the impact of Democrats' government shutdown, passing legislation to fund the FAA and ensure that flight safety remains a top priority," end quote. The Library of Congress website indicates that the resolution passed the Republican-controlled House 227 to 186. The bill's future in the Senate, controlled by Democrats, is uncertain. Kansas Republican Congressman Mike Pompeo accused the Obama administration of going out of its way to intentionally cause pain for Americans. Pompeo issued a statement saying, quote, "The FAA registry is the office that allows airplanes to be transferred, to be sold and bought and purchased, and entered into service. In previous shutdowns, this office was deemed essential. It was kept open and for good reason. It's the equivalent to the DMV for aircraft. You have to keep this pipeline moving. It is important for safety and for workers," end quote. Emergency personnel responded to a partial roof collapse at Airship Hangar 1, located on a former Marine base in Orange County, California, just before 8 a.m. Tuesday morning. Building 28, also known as Airship Hangar 1, is designated as a National Historic Civil Engineering Landmark. It was used originally during World War II to house aircraft and airships utilized for maritime patrol of the West Coast and Pacific Theater, and has been used more recently to house the advanced prototype for the new cargo dirigible known as an Aeroscroft. A 25-by-25-foot hole in the structure's roof collapsed for unknown reasons. The incident caused no injuries to personnel, but inflicted damage to the tail of the Aeroscroft engineering demonstration vehicle. Igor Pasternak, CEO of Aeroscroft, said, quote, "This won't stop us, and we'll continue to move forward full speed on fleet development plans for the 66-ton and 250-ton cargo capacity Aeroscroft to provide vertical air delivery of cargo around the world," end quote. Air France KLM Group will be profitable by the end of the year, according to officials of the company, and group head Alexandra Dejuniak said that deep job cuts and extensive restructuring will save Air France as the airline celebrates its 80th year. In an interview with Europe One Radio, Dejuniak said that the group should make money this year and that Air France will, quote, "have the means for development and open new routes," end quote, in Asia, Africa, and Latin America in 2014. Air France has been struggling financially since 2009, according to a report from the French news service AFP. Spaceport Colorado has announced the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding with Swiss Space Systems, or S3, an aerospace company that designs and engineers suborbital launch systems, formalizing a collaborative relationship and advancing the spaceport's long-term development and licensing plans. S3 is a Swiss-headquartered company now developing its presence in the United States to serve the North American market. By designating Colorado as a location for S3's transformative expansion within the U.S., the state is positioned to remain a global aerospace competitor. According to the Office of Economic Development and International Trade, the aerospace industry contributes roughly $8.7 billion to that state's economy. Boeing and Jetstar Airways celebrated the delivery of that carrier's first 787 this week, which is also the first Dreamliner for Australia. Jetstar's 787 Dreamliner departed Monday from the Boeing Everett Washington Delivery Center en route to Melbourne, Australia, for a ceremony to be attended there by airline employees and special guests. Jetstar, the Qantas Group's low-cost brand, plans to introduce the 787 Dreamliner first on domestic routes and then its international network. The airline has a total of 14 787 Dreamliners on order and expects to fly an all 787 long-haul fleet by 2015. When Aero News continues, the buck-a-gallon Avgas experiment will end early. Senator Inhofe undergoes heart surgery and flying south forever.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, October the 10th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Unless you've just returned from a fact-finding trip to Mars, you've probably heard quite a lot about the $1 Avgas being sold at the Redbird Skyport as part of an experiment to stimulate general aviation flying in Texas. Well, the latest news is that the experiment, expected originally to run through the month of October, will now end early on October the 15th. Skyport Chairman Jerry Gregoire said in an email Wednesday morning that in preparing for this experiment, they planned for traffic averaging 8 times the norm. The actual response has been 4 times higher than that, over 30 times the normal value. By the end of the first week, the data collection goal for the entire month had already been reached. Jeff Van West, spokesman for the Skyport experiment to sell Avgas for $1 per gallon during October, said the response has been so overwhelming that simply meeting the demand for fuel has become unmanageable. Redbird Skyport in San Marcos, Texas, usually pumps about 4,000 gallons of 100 low lead in a month. It's projected that by October 15th, they will have pumped over 90,000 gallons. Van West said that continuing at that rate for the entire month is, quote, physically and economically unviable, end quote, but that the Skyport is committed to handling the demand through the AOPA summit in nearby Fort Worth and the halfway point of the month. Van West said they regret having to end the project, but they've already well exceeded their goal that was both data collection and stirring an infusion of activity in the general aviation community many times over. Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe, one of General Aviation's champions in the U.S. Senate, underwent quadruple bypass heart surgery last Friday, according to the senator's office. A spokesperson for the Oklahoma Republican said the senator displayed no outward symptoms of heart trouble and that the serious problem was discovered during a routine medical examination. Inhofe said he was, quote-unquote, shocked by the discovery, according to a report from Fox News. Following the surgery, Inhofe said in a news release that he is, quote, feeling great and am fully engaged with my work here in Oklahoma. I encourage my colleagues in Washington to work with vigilance to reopen the government with a bill that represents Oklahomans and all Americans. I may miss some upcoming votes on the continuing resolution, but my doctors agree I will return soon and even stronger to continue to fight to protect Oklahomans' freedoms, end quote. Inhofe's staff said they expect the senator to return to Washington in a few weeks. Like many Ohioans, the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company's Akron-based blimp, the Spirit of Goodyear, has become a snowbird and is leaving Northeast Ohio's snow and cold for a retirement in the sunshine and warmth of Florida. The blimp, which has been based at the company's Wingfoot Lake hangar since its christening 13 years ago, will join the Spirit of Innovation and operate from the company's Pompano Beach, Florida airship base this winter before being decommissioned in the spring of 2014. Beginning next year, the company will begin replacing the current fleet of blimps with the new state-of-the-art Goodyear NT, or New Technology Airships, the first of which is under construction now at the Wingfoot Lake hangar. Everything about the new Goodyear NT airship is designed larger and more advanced than the current fleet. The current blimp design is 192 feet long with an envelope volume of 202,700 cubic feet, while the NT is 246.5 feet long with an envelope volume of 297,527 cubic feet. The Spirit of Goodyear will depart Akron on October 11th, traveling to State College, Pennsylvania to cover the Penn State-Michigan football game for ESPN. Afterwards, the airship will work its way south to the company's Florida blimp base and its eventual retirement. reporting from the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta in New Mexico. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.